At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
When you say amen, just in case I ain't telling the truth, y'all can talk about me. Amen. Come on, we don't challenge the body of Christ enough. You sometimes we just listen to what they tell us, and that all the time they telling us the truth. Now see, I ain't gonna get no amens for that one now. Praise God. Amen. We're gonna have a good time tonight, y'all. I really feel a preach word down in my spirit. There's some things that God has been really releasing in my heart in the last few days. As a matter of fact, ongoing throughout this past month. And there's many things that the Lord has been speaking concerning both opposition and one of the key things that I want to use, one of the words I want to use tonight is barrage. As a matter of fact, many of you that have been a part of the Joseph Company, Global Kingdom Alliance, and you've been a part of the trainings that we've done, you'll notice that we began studying from a book by Paula Price titled The Prophet's Dictionary. And so tonight, I kind of want to speak to you all from a prophetic perspective, but I want to deal with some things that is causing many of us to really war in the spirit. There's so much that is transpiring around us that I've come to the conclusion that a lot of us are having difficulty identifying what we're up against. We know we're up against opposition. We know that the enemy is bucking us. We know that God is getting ready to bless us, and because in the midst of him getting ready to bless us, there's been a barrage in a way. There's been some backlash. There's been some retaliation. A lot of times you'll hear me when I pray. By the time I get towards the end of my prayers, I'm asking God to bind up spiritual backlash and retaliation. And a lot of what many of you are enduring and going through in this season is due to retaliation and backlash. I'm not going to get no amens tonight. See, this is why I said we need to open up the lines. I need to know that y'all here tonight, because I'm going to say some strategic things that's going to really bless you. And the Lord already spoke to me. He said that this was a breaking point of things in your life that have been going on in these past seasons. And when I say seasons, I say plural, because some of you have been in season after season after season, and you ain't seen no breakthrough yet. Some of y'all been going through the same old, and been having difficulty trying to identify what it is that Satan is doing that's hindering me from getting my breakthrough. I see. I done stepped on some toes already tonight. Let me turn this down, because I know God want to speak. Praise God. Let me find a instrumental on here, because I know that it's going to be necessary. I want to pray. Amen. And then we're going to get started. Don't worry. I'm not going to hold y'all long tonight. I know y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's interesting that I came to that website real quickly while I'm trying to log in here still yet. The Lord has been really speaking to the Hispanic and the Spanish churches. God is getting ready to do something that is going to really supernaturally move this country into a new dimension. Y'all don't mind if I begin to prophesy right now, do you? I guess they ain't nobody saying nothing tonight. Can y'all hear me okay out there? Amen. Amen. All right. The Lord has been speaking to me concerning the Spanish American and the Hispanic American churches. There are some things that are transpiring in the spirit realm where you're going to see God begin to raise up many Hispanic leaders. Whereas you didn't, you couldn't have imagined probably sitting in a church or being under the leadership of an Hispanic leader. And I'll even prophesy and go as far to say that you'll see God begin to release us into the leadership and into the up under the roles of even foreigners like Australians and even some Asians and I even hear the Lord saying even some Czech believers. Czechos, many of y'all know it. If you graduated from school around the time I did, you know them as Czechoslovakia, but it's now the Czech Republic. And I hear the Lord saying that there are generals that are being released from these foreign lands, and they're getting ready to come in, and they're getting ready to really release us into an even greater dimension of His kingdom. There are some things that God wants to impart into us culturally so that we can begin to understand the next move of God that's going to transpire within the next 7 years. I got to scratch my head on that one, because 7 years, a lot of times we don't really want to, we can't see beyond that. I was sharing with someone about a month ago how, if you look back in history, how God began to use man, He calls man to begin to prophesy into the future. You can see in the scriptures how men will begin to prophesy in the coming days. They'll be prophesying within the coming centuries. And then you have every now and then you get a prophet like the prophet Jeremiah and the prophet Ezekiel, or even more so the prophet Isaiah, who will prophesy something about 500 years from now. And then God raised up another apostolic prophet or a prophetic apostle who we call John, the Apostle John, the one who laid his head on Jesus' breast, as the Bible tells us. He began to prophesy thousands of years into the future. Now we're at a time where the prophetic is not so much slowed down, but it's accelerated in a sense where we see God revealing things almost in a moment's time. Almost at an instant. Some of you are in a season where you're having dreams, you're having visions. Some of you are having open visions, many visions I call them. And I'm probably one of those apostles that have many visions. And you seeing things that it's almost like you wish you had called it, because you had just saw it maybe 2 minutes ago. And it happened just like that. Can I get some amens today? Come on now. I know y'all hear me. And many of you that are listening to me, and the Lord already shared this with me, that there would be many that will come tonight that already hear a prophetic voice. Tonight I want to speak to that tension that you've been feeling, that opposition that you've been getting, that release that you're feeling, that's going to move you into the next move, into the next dimension of God. All right, come on. Can I get some amens? Come on now. I think I only hear the Illinois people. I know Houston representing here tonight, ain't they? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So let me begin to pray, because as usual, I don't know which direction God want to move in. I didn't come that prepared. The Lord just dropped some things in my spirit about an hour ago. And so I want to share that. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for what you're getting ready to do here on this international webcast tonight. Father, I bless you because of the revelation that you've already imparted into my spirit. I thank you for a sure foundation, Father, that I'm able to minister your wisdom, your knowledge, and also begin to express your glory amongst your people, Father. And Lord, even those that you've designated to listen to this broadcast, God, to listen to this teaching all across the earth, Father, I pray that you begin to release them now, Father, into an even greater destiny destiny, Father. Lord, that you begin to open up their understanding like never before, Father, giving them the ability, Father, to release themselves into the target, into the plan, Father, into the dimension of your of their callings, God, that you've called them to, Father. Lord, I pray that this message, Father, shall equip them, Father, shall exhort them, Father, shall edify them, Lord, shall comfort them, and shall build them up in the things of God, Lord, for this next coming season, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we've been also in the season of Pentecost, God, and even after Pentecost had failed, God, you began to release the church, Father, into spiritual growth, God, and you also began to release them, Father, for souls to be saved in the kingdom, God. And Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you give us the ability and that you give us the wisdom, Father, to win souls now in Jesus' name, I pray. And Father, I thank you right now for moving by your spirit. I thank you for touching those, God, that shall listen to this message, God, in the days and in the years to come, Father, and that it shall be a blessing, Father, to the generations to come. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you right now, Father, for fruit, God, for fruit, God, for fruit, God, for fruit, God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the harvest that you shall give us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it be plenty enough, oh God, that we shall be able to prosper, Father, in Jesus' name. And I bind and I break the spirit of backlash and retaliation off your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for your glory, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I want to take you to a familiar scripture tonight. If you can, if you got your Bibles, y'all know I'm going to go into the scriptures here. Amen. There is some things that I'm going to share from the Prophet's Dictionary because I just happen to be in it. And I've been studying quite a bit of things, and some of the stuff that God has been really imparting into my spirit, I pray that you're able to stay connected, because there are some things that we're going to be releasing just within this year in 2010 and even moving into 2011 that's really going to bless you. Praise God. Amen. So I want to go to a familiar passage in Ephesians chapter 6, and I just feel led. Lately, the Lord has had me in the Amplified version for some reason. I'm actually a King James version person. Somebody shout hallelujah. I know y'all like y'all various versions, and everybody likes the one that they can understand the most. But I believe that the King James version is probably and actually the most accurate interpretation of the original text of the Word of God. I ain't gonna get no amens on that one either. Praise God. Praise God. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 6, and I want to read verses 12 through 19. Amen. Again, it's a very familiar passage for many of you. Amen. But I want to share here over in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." Some of y'all need to mark that in y'all Bible. I don't care how new it is. Y'all need to underline that. Where it says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to do, or all to stand." Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." That's a very bold verse right there. Let me just reiterate that in verse 19. And I didn't plan to say this, but the Apostle Paul takes a very bold stance. I don't want to just say a bold stand, but he takes a bold stance to reiterate a scripture like this. Because number one, anybody just couldn't have said that. I don't care how spiritually empowered you are. I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how many times you've prophesied and your prophetic words that you spoke over somebody came to pass. I don't care how many devils you cast out. It don't matter how many tongues you speak in. What the Apostle Paul says right here in Ephesians chapter 19 is a very bold statement. He says, and for me, he takes responsibility and he holds himself accountable, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Well, let's back up for a minute. Because the Apostle Paul, in his entire letter that was written to the church of Ephesus, he tells us over in chapter 3, he says in chapter 3, verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote a few words, whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Here's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, because I'm an apostle, I'm held, and because I'm a prophet, because remember, now if y'all remember any of the teachings that Apostle Hill ever did, you know, one of the things that we stick to is that all apostles are prophets, but not all prophets are apostles. All prophets are seers. Let me back up. All seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. Can I get an amen for a minute? Because I want to make sure y'all following me. Amen. Come on, somebody. Everybody quiet. Watch this. The Apostle Paul tells us, he says, look here. He says, because I'm an apostle, I'm being held more accountable. I'm being held more responsible for doing these things first. See, as apostles and prophets, many of you that are carrying these titles, those of you that are professing that God has called me to be a prophet, you go around quoting Jeremiah chapter 1 before I was formed from the foundations of the world. God ordained me a prophet. Everybody that's on Facebook, everybody that's on MySpace that is putting these titles on their names, the Apostle Paul tells us something right here in the scriptures. He tells us, as he makes this bold proclamation, and for me, the apostle, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. In other words, I'm going to pay a price for everything that God has put into me. I'm going to be spiritually barraged. I'm going to be spiritually assaulted. And I'm going to also receive some backlash if I don't take into account all of these things. Putting on the whole armor of God, that I might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, knowing that I'm not wrestling with people. I'm not wrestling with my family members. I'm not wrestling with the people on my job. I'm not contending with folks that talk about me, that reject me. I'm not contending with my spouse. I'm not contending with my children. These things are null and void. If I'm going to be a spiritual leader, if I'm going to hold these significant titles over my life, if I'm going to say I'm an apostle, if I'm going to say I'm a prophet or a prophetess, I'm being held accountable for not jumping on folks, but knowing that when they jumping on me, I need to put on the whole armor of God. I need to pray. I need to fast. I need to get out of my flesh and realize that I'm not working with a person, but I'm dealing with a spirit. I think y'all too quiet tonight. Watch this. I want to show you something. The Amplified Version says in verse 13, it says, therefore put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all, the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place. It's some stuff, y'all. Let me tell you, there's some things that all of you all are dealing with that's rocking your world right now. None of y'all will admit it, But and people won't be quick to talk about it either. But there's some things that are transpiring in the spirit realm over many people's lives, especially those that are being tried by the fire, those that profess godliness, those that are saying, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher. Those that are taking on these titles, you're being bombarded with the kingdom of darkness. There's some things that are weighing heavy on you, because right now, in this season, in 2010, we're in what they call the evil day. There's danger amongst us. Y'all making me scratch my head. I know I'm going to get an amen. Come on, somebody. Are y'all still with me here tonight? This is a quiet audience. Praise God. Praise God. Watch this. I gotta say what the Prophet's Dictionary speaks on concerning these particular things. And one of the instances of a spiritual barrage, it tells us, and some of you that have the dictionary already, you could probably just follow along with me, but it says it's a term that explains the explicable spiritual attacks experienced by believers where the words, prayers, and false accusations of spiritual siblings presumably injure their victims. Spiritual barrages may be felt by a sudden overwhelming sense of demonic invasion or intrusion. The Holy Spirit's manifestations of discerning of spirits can expose their presence and antagonistic operation. What makes the attack so effective is that its power is intensified by the new creation spirit and the license of the Holy Spirit in the mouth of the attacker, whose words authorize the inrush of demonic activity in another sphere of life. This is why the Lord Jesus stressed forgiveness, restraint from false witness and accusation and anger that does not sin. Much of the spiritual warfare that saints are involved in comes from the satanically inspired means. Watch this. The Lord had to really allow me to go through this. There were some things that were transpiring with some situations with us. Let me explain something to you. Back in 2007, when God began to deal with me about the apostolic office, I'm telling y'all, when I say I went through something, I got trapped with some fire. I lost a job and a car in the same day. I don't know if y'all heard me testify this before. I had them to give me my walking papers and then come and pick up my car all at the same time. Or some of y'all would have flipped the lid. A lot of folks couldn't have took that. And then on top of that, we began to experience some breakthroughs after we were able to go through that. There was a season where God just came in and just supplied every need according to his riches and glory. I remember being on Blog Talk one night and Apostle Will Miller came on and no sooner than I came on, I wasn't in the room 5 minutes. And the first thing he prophesied, he said, hey, the check is in the mail. How about the next day? Not only did we get one check in the mail, but we got two checks. Man, that I wasn't working. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm talking about some stuff that y'all going through financially that God will do. Well, at the same instance, you know, God began to deal with me. I had to get a card so I can go back to work. About 3.5 months later, I was working again. I went back to a job that I had been working at previously, but I had to get away to work. So what happened is my mom stepped in. How about for the last 3 years, I've been driving an almost brand new 2007 Hyundai Sonata. Y'all don't want to hear me. I ain't getting no amens up around. but let me explain something to you, because the thing that we need to understand is that sometimes the same people that bless us are the same people that will turn around and curse us. Did y'all hear me? Ain't nobody saying amen tonight. Can y'all hear me out there tonight? Watch this. The same, again, the same people that will turn around and bless us are usually some of the same people that will turn around and curse us. We had some things that begin to transpire. You know, it's been boiled down to, you know, they gave me something. Now they said they want it back. I said, okay, I got to give it back. And so God began to speak to me today. He said, son, I want you to watch this. He said, because some of the attacks that you've been experiencing, we went under some serious financial attacks this past week. I had a company that came in, and let me tell you something. When you begin to bombard heaven, and you begin to rip up some stuff in the kingdom, and you begin to advance into new territory, especially when you begin to embark on some things internationally, you begin to experience some unusual attacks, and you're trying to figure out exactly where these attacks are coming from. A lot of y'all, watch this, and I'm a bad guy because I got to touch on what I'm talking about. A lot of y'all are not able to identify the attacks that you're going through is because you allow too many people to cover you. You got too many folks talking about they praying for you, they watching over your soul, they doing this for you, and they helping you get this where, and they thanking God for you, they patting you on your back, and they telling you they all for you. But let me tell you something. They'll turn right around in the next room as soon as you turn your back, and them same people that said they with you, they'll turn around and say, look, I wish that was me. I wish that blessing was for me. How they getting all of that? What they doing getting blessed? They was just doing such and such and this, that, and the other. They was just over there doing, how they get that? Oh, y'all not going to help me today. Let me, y'all not going to preach with me. Watch this. Them same folks. I don't care if it's mama, if it's daddy. I don't care if it's your brother, your sister, your best friend. I don't care if it's your pastor, if it's your apostle, if it's your spiritual father, your spiritual mother, whoever you call your dad, whoever you call. Look, let me tell you something. You're going to know when somebody really there for you, because not only are you going to feel the love. Let me share this. The Lord told me, he was sharing this with me just this morning. He said, son, love is an action word. It ain't just something that you tap two people, give them some daps here and there, turn around and touch your neighbor three times and tell them it's going. No, that ain't the type of love I'm talking about. I'm talking about some real sanctified Holy Ghost, some spiritual filled love, that when people really love you, they can understand what you're going through, and they say, let me pray for you. Now, are we going to be praying for you? Because half the time they say we praying for you, oh, they might be praying against you. They don't want you to receive the blessings of the Lord. The Bible says that the blessings of the Lord make it rich. It don't add no sorrow. So if you blessing me in the Lord and then you trying to be, you bring me some sorrow on top. No, I don't need that. That the devil is a lie. I don't need none of that. I need to know. I need to know that you touching and agreeing with me. The Bible says that a threefold cord is not easily broken. So if you standing in agreement and prayer with me, if we like the word of God says, where two and three touch and agree in my name on anything, if you touching and agreeing with me in prayer, where that threefold cord is not easily broken. That means that when I'm blessed, because the anointing that we use to pray with together, God gonna bless you and you too. Now y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. It's the scripture says a threefold cord is not easily broken. That means that if I'm blessed because you prayed with me, you blessed, because you touched and agreed with me in prayer, you blessed, and everybody else is getting blessed. Come on, somebody. It still yet is better to give than to receive. We need to learn how to give some love. That means you got to have some action behind it. Don't just tell me you love me and you don't never show it. Don't just tell me you're going to be my friend and you not showing yourself friendly. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me that you're going to be my pastor and you won't shepherd me. Don't tell me you're going to be my apostle or my prophet and you not spiritually releasing me and imparting into me. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me these things. Don't get me hyped up and don't move me into a place where you got me excited about what you done said, and then you turn around and your actions produce something else. You only concerned about how you want to keep me from being blessed and releasing the words of the Lord over my life and speaking and prophesying. Look, don't give me something or even loan me something and you're not going to prophesy great things to me. Instead, you're going to sit in the corner of the house somewhere and you're going to say, man, I'd be glad when that boy get himself together. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know what he, well, he need to get his broke self together. I'm telling y'all, let me tell everybody can't impart to you. And sometimes when we're taking things from people and we're considering it to be a blessing, you need to know, you need to be able to discern that barrage in the spirit that's going to attack your life and your finances. Come to find out, let me tell y'all something, and I'm being real with y'all, and I'm just going to be transparent here tonight. Because, my folks called me and they was like, well, you know, we going through this and we got this going on. And because, you know, he making the payment on the car, he want it back. I said, well, you know, I remember my dad asked me one time, he said, and I know this might sound strange to some of y'all, but I've said this before. If you're going to give somebody something, don't give it to them with strings attached. If you plan on blessing somebody with something, make sure that you blessing them because you love them, not because you're going to be looking for a handout later on down the line. And then don't get yourself into a place where somebody asks you for a loan and then you turn around and you loan it to them, but you loaned them your bill money. Come on now. That's not wise. That's not wise at all. That is not wise. If you can't give it to them, then you can't give it to them. But if you're going to give it to them by faith. Give it to them because you love them. Give it to them because they need it. Give it to them and don't expect it back. That's how you give. My God, it's just too quiet. I got, how many on there? I got a whole bunch of ain't nobody saying nothing. My God. Watch this. My folks was beginning to tell me how they was going through some financial instability and minded, you know, we had just got a tremendous breakthrough in our finances some months ago. God just began to release us. You know, I got a raise on the job, got a promotion. My wife had a raise and so many things were happening. And so they put some pressure on me and I had some things that I had to deal with, back in the past and some mistakes that I had made, and I was able to admit to that, and this is why I'm telling y'all, when you start bombarding the kingdom, you gotta know that you got all your loose ends tied up, because the devil has a tendency, when he can't find something in your now, he'll go and look into your past, and he'll even try to look into your future if he bold enough. He'll go all the way back and try to find something against you that's going to tie you into an extreme situation that's going to cause your life to fall into some type of turmoil, some trial, or some tribulation. So, you know, here's my folks. They said, okay, we need it back. All of these things are happening. I mean, the pressure was really on. So I started looking for another car. Man, that I had one, but it went past emissions. And so I said, well, you know what? I think I'm going to just go ahead and get it fixed, do all that I can to get it fixed. But because this particular blessing that was supposed to been a blessing some time ago was given to me, because it was attached to me, and because yet it was still attached to another person, I began to experience the same thing that they was experiencing. Not only was I getting the spiritual barrage, those counterattacks from the enemy, but the enemy tried to sneak in and tried to attack my finances at the same time. Everything that they was experiencing, the enemy tried to put on me and experience it at the same time. Some things got levied on me. I had a company that just came out of nowhere from almost 8 years ago. Y'all remember when the payday loan places was real popular? Amen. And everybody, you know, when you needed that little extra money right before payday, and you know, and you went and wrote that check. Amen. They got that little money, and then they took it and they deposited. Well, you know, somewhere in between that time, about 8 years ago, you know, I was struggling with my flesh. And I did some things that I had no business doing. Amen. And then I got caught up and didn't realize it, lost jobs and everything, and totally forgot about it, put it on a back burner. And then all of a sudden, let me tell you, I began to pray in this season how I wanted God to begin to expose those things that was hidden, anything that was being a hindrance, expose it, bring it to the light. And sure enough, here come God. He allowed this thing. But had he not allowed it, I wouldn't have been able to understand what I was going through. So this company came along and they slapped the garnishment on my check. I said, my God, what's going on, Lord? What's happening? The same time while I'm trying to get some other things going and we're working on some a few other things with the ministry, here come this surprise. And so I was trying to figure out for the last couple of days, I said, Lord, what is going on? Why is this happening? Not only was God testing me with the fire, because some of y'all that I may have talked to y'all, I began to minister to about the people that were connected to us and how sometimes those connections with certain folks, they can hinder us and keep us from moving further in the things of God. I said, well, Father, I know there's an anointing on our life to get well. I know you said that it was so. I know you said that this was going to be. I know that you told me that this is how it's supposed to be and that you was going to do this in my life. He said, well, son, something happened. He said, somebody's speaking against you. And then when the Lord said that to me, it was almost like he was trying to shield me from some hurt. I said, well, no, God, I'm over that. I said, show me who it is. And when God began to show it to me, I was floored. I was floored because he knew. God knew. And I said, oh, I know what to do. And so the Lord said, give him the car back. I was willing to go without, y'all. I was really willing to go about. And then all of a sudden, how about today after God spoke that thing to me, all of a sudden, here comes some more money. my account was all messed up and God began to he allowed me to go into the bank, and as soon as I made the deposit, the bank officer, now man, that this particular bank that I bank with got a bad reputation for charging people fees. Let me tell y'all something. Not only did the bank not charge me any fees, but they reversed all my charges. As soon as I received the word that God had given me, it gave me that breakthrough in my spirit. It broke off that spiritual barrage. I had to be accountable for what was going on, just like the Apostle Paul said, and for me. I had to take on the responsibility for myself for the spiritual attack that was transpiring in my life, amen, and that was going on. And I had to break that thing so that God can move me out of that place of defeat into a place of triumph. Come on, somebody. God wants to break off some of these barrages that are over your lives. Some of those things that's been hindering you because of what people have said about you, because of those curses that's been spoken over your life. People have talked about you behind your back and said that I don't know what's going to happen. I'll be glad when they get it together. It seems like they always going through. Let me tell y'all something. It's people that spoke against you behind your back and have said stuff like that. They have decreed things in the spirit saying that you're going to always be going through this thing. I can't look at how so-and-so always moving from house to house. They speaking things into your destiny that God never purposed for your life. Come on, somebody. It says, watch this. In the Amplified version of Ephesians chapter 16, it says, lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. See, now watch. It's not that the family members, it's not that the spouses, it's not that the friends and the loved ones, it's not that they're meaning wrong against us, but the enemy is using them at times to thwart the plan of God for your life and to keep you from moving and prospering in the things of God. And unless we put on the complete armor, the whole armor of God, that we may be able to resist and stand our ground in that evil day or when danger is upon us, we'll fall, y'all. We won't be able to stand in that place that God has put us in. Some of y'all are under extreme attacks and you still trying to figure out, Lord, where is this coming from? Why am I being hindered? What is really going on? It's bad when you got to ask that question. It is. Here, watch this. I want to take you to a couple of scriptures real quick. Let's go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 40. And then we're going to look at a couple of more. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 27, verse 40. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can get the broadcast or not. I did have it up. I don't know why it never... It never kicked off, but I am recording it on the video, and there it is. Y'all might be able to catch the feed now. I'm sorry, but we are recording. The whole video will be recorded. Praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter, 27, verse 4. Glory to God. 27, verse 40. Amen. And it says, and saying, thou shalt destroy the temple and buildest it up, or buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself, if thou, the Son of God, come down from the cross. Here, look at this one in John 19 and 7. I'm just going to give a couple of scriptures here before I kind of expound on it. Amen. John, the book of John, chapter 19, verse 7. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to do something awesome here tonight. He wants to break some things. I know y'all said, well, I thought Apostle was going to come with some deep stuff tonight. I thought he was going to speak some deep revelation on the apostolic or some deep stuff on the prophetic. Amen. But it ain't going to work like that tonight. Praise God. Amen. They trying to call me from work, y'all. I tell y'all, the Lord knows. Amen. Look at this. John chapter 19, verse 7. Glory to God. It says, the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Here, watch this. Acts chapter 25, verse 16. This is getting good, y'all. This is gonna get good. I'm gonna hit you with the hammer on this one. Acts chapter 25. Verse 16. Amen. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. Amen. Sometimes we have a mindset. We have an idea of the way things are supposed to work. We've developed ideas about how to carry out certain situations and how they're supposed to transpire in our life. Look at this. Acts chapter 25, verse 16, it says, to whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that which is accused, have the accusers face to face, and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. Now watch this. I gotta go into this one more time, y'all, in the Prophet's Dictionary. I want to speak on this, and then I want to speak from some experience again one more time here, because this is gonna bless you. Glory to God. I gotta do this because I feel the anointing here. God's gonna do something here. Hallelujah. Some of y'all just need to you need to sever some things in your life. You need to cut some stuff off. I remember being up under a ministry and being a part of that ministry. My wife and I, we would give and we would give and we would give. And at times we would have breakthrough. And then at times we would experience sickness. And at times we would experience lack. And at times we would experience joy. And at times we would experience sadness. And at times we would be spending money that we didn't have. And we were trying to figure out, what in the world is this pattern? Why are we experiencing this thing? And God began to show me. He says, son, you have to be careful where you sow your money at. Because where you sow your money and whatever you attach your goods and your treasures to, you'll be affected by that thing. There was a reason why Abraham took what he had gathered from the spoils when he went to war over in that time. There was a reason why he took a tenth of it and sold it into Melchizedek. Oh, my goodness. Let me look at, watch this. What we want to talk, I want to look at this, the term called spiritual assault, amen, which is in the same book by Paula Price, the Prophet's Dictionary. She says it's a term that defines the negative verbal barrage that believers levy at one another, personally or not, that releases the unclean forces instigating the spiritual attack that was released against them in the first place. Ministers are often victims of this tactic, especially prophets. Did y'all hear that? Especially prophets. All of y'all with prophetic voices, hear me well when I say this. This is because they are obliged by God to constantly say things in his name that people frequently resent and retaliate against. The same attack was used against our Savior, and it ultimately sent him to the cross. Now watch this. Have you ever come across family members that the first thing they say when you call yourself being in Christ, you believe in God, and you go to church and you faithful, you give, you're spiritual, you're abounding in the grace of God, you're prophesying, you're seeing results spiritually, you're seeing God move and some very awesome dynamics in your life? But as soon as you begin to go through a thing, as soon as you start experiencing trials and tribulation, there may come a time where you may have to uproot and move, and you might have to move in with mom and dad. Oh, come on, somebody. You might have to uproot, and you might have to need somebody. Come on, this is part of the walk. This is part of humility. This is part of attaching ourselves, and so that people, when they see us go through, they'll see us go through it and come out of it. I never forget when I heard the man of God say some 20 years ago, when he said, great people go through great things. They go through great trials and great tribulations, great sufferings, but they don't stay in it. They come out because they're great. And sometimes you got to go through some great things. Sometimes you got to experience some great things in your life. And there's going to be people that are around you that are going to be a part of those things that you're going through. But what happens is you receive an assault from those that are supposed to help you, those that are supposed to bless you, those that are supposed to pour into you in a time of need. You'll receive an assault from them because they'll say, I can't understand how an apostle, or I can't understand how a prophet or a prophetess, somebody that proclaims the word of God, somebody that goes to church every Sunday, somebody that scream and shout and run all over the church screaming, hallelujah. I can't understand how you always going through something. Come on now. I know I should be getting an amen. My God. They can't understand why your husband left you, why your wife left you, why you don't never have enough money, or why you are not experiencing the blessings of the Lord. They can't understand why you can't get a good job. And then they throw up in your face. They assault you by saying, ain't you supposed to be a Christian? What is with this kingdom stuff? Come on, somebody. I want to help somebody tonight, because a lot of times, just because you're going through something don't mean you're going to stay in it. Watch this. Check this out. Well, could you imagine what was going on in Moses' mind for those 40 years that he spent outside of Egypt? Here it is. This man was being groomed to take over a throne. He was raised up to be a very bright and smart individual. He knew how to do all types of geometry and geographical things and building. Very bright man of that was being raised up in his time. Then all of a sudden he's kicked out. He murdered somebody. And he's kicked out of this well-known kingdom in his time, and he wanders off into this wilderness for the next 40 years until God steps in the picture and anoints him and raises him up to be an entirely different person. Sometimes people can't see you where you at. It's not meant for them to see you where they at. If people were looking at Moses at his time, they only saw him where he was. They only remembered him as being someone great to a murderer. But by the time he stepped his foot back into Egypt, not only was he a Jew as he professed to be a Hebrew, he was now one of the greatest men of God that was ever walking the earth. Y'all ain't gonna say amen. It took him 40 years to get to where he needed to be. That's why God is raising up some individuals that's been through something. Some of y'all, you've been standing strong. You've been holding on to your salvation. You've been holding on to the promises of God. You've been believing this word when it says that the righteous shall inherit the earth. You've been believing what God has says that the kingdom of God has come. You've been believing God for everything that he's promised you. You've been holding on to God's unchanging hand, as our old folks used to say. Come on, somebody. You didn't endure the persecution. You have endured the accusation. You've endured those that have rejected you. You've endured those that have talked about you, that have thrown daggers in your back. You've endured the reproach. You've endured all the naysayers. You even endured some of the physical attacks in your body, where you've had to suffer in your own body, believing God for your healing. Some of y'all are just like the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. Waiting for an opportunity just to touch the hem of God. Amen. Some of you are like the man going to the pool at Bethesda. Amen. Every year, trying to wait for the waters to be stirred. Amen. And an angel to move upon the waters, and you can't never get your turn. Some of y'all are just always a day late and a dollar short. Come on, somebody. And we talking about tongue-talking, Bible-thumping believers. I'm talking about somebody that's been serving in the church most of their life. Y'all have been crying out to God. You've fasted and you've prayed and you've done all that you can do. And you're saying, God, win, Lord. When is it my time? When am I going to stop going through this? When am I going to stop experiencing financial crisis in my life? I seem like some days I'm up and then some days I'm down. I'm not into no sin, God. I'm not into sexual immorality, and I'm not doing things that are unrighteousness in your sight, God. I'm doing all that I can do to stand in your presence and believe in you. So when is it my time, God? When are they going to stop talking about me? When are they going to stop persecuting me? Come on, somebody. I don't think they're hearing me tonight. Glory to God. And I'm telling you that even at that particular time, when you knowing that you're going through something great, and people are at their best, they're stabbing you in the back, know that God is getting ready to release his resurrection life and his resurrection power in your life. See, Jesus had to endure spiritual assault. What we read in Matthew 27 and 40 and in John 19 and 7, they had a law in their time. Let me tell you something. Your family's members, your friends, and your loved ones, and those that profess to love you, they have ideas and they have philosophies that they live by, that when you're going through certain situations in your life, that this is the reason why you're going through. Well, Christ didn't have no reason why they were after him. There was no reason for them to take him up on a cross and to kill him. There was no reason whatsoever, but they had a law that because he professed that he was the Son of God, amen, that he needed to die. just because many of y'all profess to be kingdom citizens, citizens of the kingdom, you're a target for the enemy. You got a bullseye on your forehead that say, get me. Come on, somebody. There's been an all-out assault issued against your life, and the enemy is trying to take you out. And what you need to do is you need to stand your ground. You need to put on the whole armor of God. You're not wrestling with flesh and blood. You don't have no physical opponent. I like what the Amplified Version says. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the positivisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural fear. Come on. God is looking for some people that are ready to put on the complete armor of God. Man, y'all, I ain't getting no amens tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I know y'all came to hit something deep tonight. You thought you were coming, but the Lord spoke to me and he said, son, there are many people, there are many individuals that are dealing with numerous attacks in their life. There are so many that are going through things that they are afraid to confess. The scriptures tell us to confess our faults one toward another that we may be healed. Matter of fact, I got to get that scripture. And I'm telling you, it blesses me each and time that I read it. Over in the book of James, chapter 5, where it says in verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Which means that in verse 14, you can't pray for yourself. You done got to a point where you so sick in your mind, or you so sick in your body, you so sick in your spirit. You need to call upon some people that are experienced in prayer, that have been experienced in spiritual warfare, that really know how to get a prayer through. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. 16 says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means one of those fiery prayers, those vehement prayers, those prayers that got force, those prayers that thrust us into the next dimensions, those prayers that break and that bind and that loose, those prayers that confront the darkness, those prayers that bind adversaries, those prayers that come through, that tap us right into the depths of heaven. Say amen to that. Praise God. Amen. So let me begin to pray, because there's many of you and I want y'all to really speak up tonight. I feel led in my spirit to really begin to break and to bind some things. Now watch this. Let me just share this one last thing, because lately I've been doing quite a bit of teaching from the book of Matthew chapter 16 concerning the kingdom of heaven and concerning having access to God's glory. One of the things that God began to show me, amen, in the word over in Matthew chapter 16 verse 19 is that and some of you can go back and study this too, because Paula Price also reveals this even in her book about binding and loosing. The scripture says, and I got to read this from the Amplified Version. It says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose or declare lawful on earth must be what is already loosed in heaven. And I like the Amplified Version because it begins to give us some more clarity on what the King James Version already tells us. Now, watch this. When Jesus began to impart and to begin to release the disciples to do an even greater work, he says, I give you power to cast out devils. Amen. Matter of fact, Matthew chapter 10, if you look over there, it gives the instructions after he ordained them to be apostles. It gives them instructions on the power that's going to work now in their ministry, the assignment that they have that should be a normal, but there should be normal activity. It says in chapter 10, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now watch this. The reason why he gave them the ability to bind and to loose and release them so quickly, because in that time, all throughout biblical history, there was a spiritual law that not only Christians knew, but also the enemy or any of the cohorts of the enemy, those that were in witchcraft, those that were involved in voodoo or sorcery or anything of that nature, they understood the principle of binding and loosing. Let me tell you something. Right now, we're in a season where the enemy is using individuals, and many of them are being used unknowingly to really bind us and to really loose us unlawfully, because they've tapped into, and I've taught this, they've learned how to tap into or get access to heavens illegally. And they've come to declare unlawful judgment against us by binding us into things and situations that God never designed for us. Some people will bind us into a situation and they'll tell you, say, well, why don't you do it this way instead of trying to go off and do this thing? Oh, y'all not hearing me. A lot of times God being put something in your spirit and giving you a directive to step out in faith and to go into new territory. And then you'll get next to somebody or loved one or someone, and they'll come and try to bind you up and say, well, you know, you ain't really got what you need right now. Why don't you just wait and just deal with what you got right now? Can't you just, in other words, you're not ready to amount to what you talking about. You need to stay right here where you at. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. I'm talking about individuals that will literally bind you into a place of defeat and keep you from being loosed into a place of victory, because they are declaring some wrong or some improper or unlawful things against you. They're saying some things that don't line up with God's word in your life. Remember what I said, and you got to be careful how you quickly agree with these people, because you have family members that will make suggestions to you, or you'll have friends, you'll have coworkers, and you'll have bosses. They'll try to get you to come into agreement with something that God never planned for you. They'll tell you, well, you can't get no raise this year. The devil is a lie. My God is a God that will prosper me in all of my ways. He's a God of more than enough. He is able to do. Y'all ain't with me tonight. I mean, come on, somebody. Come on, talk to me. I know everybody ain't on mute on there, is it? Come on now. I mean, ain't nobody saying nothing. I'm telling you, God is trying to break some things off of our life. He's trying to expose some very different attacks that's coming against us. I'm telling you, the enemy is like stealth. He's coming in undetected. And some of you all, because your spiritual discernment is not sharpened enough, because you're not allowed that thumbprint of God to stamp you with his approval, because you've not connected with the right people, because you've not sown the seed into the right into the right person, or you've connected yourself spiritually into the right, you're missing what God has for you. You're being literally bound and loose in areas that God never intended for you. The devil using old tactics, y'all. all stuff to keep us from receiving what he really has for us. And God wants to break this thing. He's ready to move us into a season where we experience his glory. We've been talking about it. We've been prophesying about it. We've been teaching about it. We've been even exposed to it. But we're really not experiencing it the way God intended for us to experience it. Some of y'all are even fearful to even access God's glory. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to shut up. I ain't getting no amens tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, God wants to do something in our lives. Amen. He wants to create an atmosphere in your life that will break the chains of darkness, that will loose you from the bondages of hell, that will carry you into a place of triumph and out of a place of defeat, that will literally cause your children and your children's children to experience the overflow of his blessings in your life. Amen. Amen. It's time to experience the glory of God, y'all. I just really want you all, and tonight, as this word has come forth, I want to release and I want to impart into you a much greater spiritual discernment. The gift of discerning of spirits. Amen. I want to release you, amen, to begin to operate in an even greater dimension of that gift of the Holy Spirit, so that you can be able to recognize when the enemy is coming in undetected. There's some of you that there's some things in your past, just like I talked about. There were some things in my past that because the enemy couldn't touch my now, he had to go find something from way back then just to hinder me in my now. And anytime you get ready to bombard any territory, anytime you get ready to advance the kingdom of God, the enemy is constantly looking for something that he can hinder you from. Watch this. When I was studying this, I saw a scripture over in the book of Job chapter 6. Some of y'all are very familiar with this. As a matter of fact, watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. It says, it talks about the apostle Paul. And if you all remember this, we talked about this one night. Amen. In the school of Tyrannus. It says, and to keep me from being puffed up and too much elated by the exceeding greatness, preeminence of these revelations, there was given me a thorn, a splinter in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to rack and buffet and harass me to keep me from being excessively exalted. And you know what's so interesting about that, and we talked about that night. I just charge y'all, if you can, that message is still on the Joseph Company website. You can go and listen to it. But over in Job chapter 2 verse 6, it says that, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, only spare his life. Some of you, because you've been chosen by God, all the experiences that you're going through, every situation, every trial, every fiery dart that's being sent your way, everything that you experience in your life right now, believe me when I tell you, if it's not an unnecessary trial or tribulation that you've put yourself through, what you're going through right now is because God has allowed it. It came to make you, it came to break you, it came to make you strong, so that what you suffer, somebody else will get blessed in the long run, and they'll be exalted in the days to come, because your testimony testified of Jesus Christ, and it was a witness of his resurrection power in your life. Because you went through and you came through your trial or tribulation, it's going to bless somebody else. Come on, somebody, say amen. Your testimony and everything that you're experiencing right now is meant for somebody else to be blessed. Just because right now you had a problem with your relationship, you might have had a problem because of a parent. You might have had a problem because of a spouse. You might have had a problem because of a child. You may have been rejected from a ministry. You may have had some issues with your finances, and all of a sudden God came in and blessed you, and you became a thriving millionaire overnight. Oh, that's why this one I'm gonna get the amens. Come on, somebody. Amen. All that you've been going through, your credit report said, if I could. It don't even got no numbers no more. It just say, if I could. Amen. And all of a sudden, God come in and you experience the acceptable year of the Lord. You experience the year of Jubilee in your life. And God just began to cancel all the debt that you had. He began to cancel away all those student loans. And he began to release you from all those credit problems and those hospital bills that you couldn't pay because you were suffering in your body and you were sick in your bed. Amen. And then God begins to come in and wipe out your credit report, and all of a sudden you get a couple of eights and some egg and some goose eggs. Come on, somebody. I'm telling y'all, God is ready to bless us in all that you're going through. This season that you've been experiencing in your life, where it seems the enemy had came in like a flood. I want y'all to know and to be encouraged tonight that the word of the Lord tells us that God would raise up a standard, that he would bring us into a place where we will experience the blessings of the Lord. In the book of Daniel, it tells us, they that know their God shall do great exploits. Come on, somebody, give him some praise. I'm telling you, God is ready to do some great things in our life. He's ready to give us the blessings of the kingdom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 I'ma just open up the lines right now. Where we at on that clock over there? We right at what, 60? Okay, you go ahead and stop it right there. I'm gonna just stop that right there. But I'm still live.